Bill Crumpler stands in front of a handful of hives. They're tucked back into a vibrant green alcove under a dense canopy of trees.
Everything happens for a reason. I end up getting about 4 packages from the airport. I took them home and I put them in my apiary.
Packages each with about 10,000 bees. Crumpler was one of more than 20 beekeepers from the Metro Atlanta Beekeepers Association who answered an emergency email in April. Millions of bees had gotten stuck in a cargo bay at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson Airport and needed to be rescued. The more than 600 pounds of bees were supposed to go from Sacramento to Anchorage, but due to flight cancellations, the bees ended up at the Delta cargo bay in Atlanta. After 4 days, the bees started to escape and the cargo containers were moved outside where the spring sun baked down on them.
Oh, it's devastating to see that.
Julia Mahood is a master beekeeper and was at the airport running triage on the packages of bees.
Just clumps of dead bees that had no chance because they were left outside with no food and also got lost basically in Delta's machinery.
In a statement, Delta said the company is reviewing how it transports bees to make sure events like these don't happen again.
I'm Sabine Pooks. Back in Alaska, Sarah McElray was waiting at the Anchorage airport when she heard most of the bees had died.
Very devastating. Still just nauseating to think about what happened.
Getting pictures of the survivors from Georgia beekeepers in the weeks following gave her a little hope.
And it brought a little tear to my eye that, you know, it wasn't all a complete loss.
McElray sells bees and teaches classes from her home in Soldotna. She was gutted by the tragedy, and it also took a huge financial toll. McElray had to buy an entirely new shipment of 5 million bees from her supplier in Sacramento. But this time, she and her husband stayed with the bees on their journey. They booked flights to Seattle and drove down to Sacramento, where they picked up the bees in person.
And especially with the heat, it was high 80s at 9 o'clock at night when we left Sacramento with the bees. And it's really dangerous, obviously. I mean, that's what killed them in Atlanta.
They had to get creative to keep them cool. McElray's husband made a makeshift pipe to get cold air to the bees in the back of 2 rental vans. They drove to Seattle and made sure the bees were carefully loaded on their flight back to Alaska. It was a lot of stress and not a lot of sleep, but she says it was worth it.
An incredible feeling to be back on the ground in Alaska. The sense of relief is pretty indescribable.
From there, they drove hundreds of miles north and south of Anchorage to their new homes. One of those homes was Jim Olemans of Nikiski. At a beekeeper potluck in McElray's backyard this June, he sat in a camp chair amongst a small circle of local beekeepers, exchanging stories and advice.
She's quite dialed in on it, and she's a wealth of information. And it's always a pleasure. Every time I come over here every year, I look forward to talking. I bet you guys do too. You just look forward to kind of catching up with Sarah and what's going on in the bee world, because she knows what's going on.
First time beekeeper Brandy Nelson took McElray's class this winter and is excited to see how her hive does this summer.
Lucky to have someone who loves bees so much.
She's so dedicated. I mean, when you see what she went through this year to get bees up here for us. That's quite a story. Way beyond the call of duty. I mean,
there's not a long-term solution to the bee transportation problem yet. And McElray won't be getting another shipment until next year. But for now, the weather seems to be rewarding her efforts. It's been a particularly warm spring and summer for South Central Alaska, and McElray says her bees are loving it.
I always say this time of year, you know, this is our year. This is going to be an amazing year. This is the year to be a beekeeper. If this weather we're having now holds in really any pattern through the fireweed bloom, we'll be in fantastic shape. So we're about due for a really butt-kicking year.
Back in Atlanta, Crumpler keeps the bees on conservation land in the industrial outskirts south of town.
Yes, they're thriving. Compared to what they came from.
When he got home with his rescued bees, he fed them honey from his other hives instead of sugar water. He generally doesn't take much honey from his bees.
To me, yes, they're thriving. They're still alive. They're building frames out. The queen is laying eggs. So to me, they are thriving, yes.
Bees are one part of Crumpler's larger call to help educate kids about where their food comes from. This apiary is near a community garden in a public park, and his airport bees are now part of that effort. In Atlanta, I'm Emily Wu Pearson.
I'm Sabine Pooks.